Welcome to episode 9 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Hello, hello. I'm really, really excited. Welcome to episode 9 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. I am so excited. Our next episode is double digits. I know it's cheesy, but I'm excited. This is a big deal. So here we are at episode 9, first episode of December 2013. And I want to talk about the end of the year and more importantly, 2014, next year, planning for it. Also, I'm going to be unveiling something to you guys today that I haven't shared anywhere else yet. If you got to this podcast via my email, then you read it there. But outside of that, it's nowhere yet. So stay tuned because I'm going to be talking about this a lot coming up in the next week or so. But first things first, my favorite thing to do, and I say it every episode, but it really is shout out. To get your shout out on the show, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go over to iTunes and leave a review. I've gotten a lot of 5-star ratings, which thank you, but no review, so I can't give you a shout out. So leave a ratings and a review so I can give you a shout out. Today, my shout out is actually two tweets that I got this week, and they just tweeted me using the hashtag hit the mic. I'm super excited to feature these two because I'm a big fan of both of them. First up is we have Nicole Longstreet from The Wardrobe Code, who you guys probably remember was in a previous episode. We talked about style and branding. She's awesome. She says, and I've listened to all of At the Stacey Harris's podcasts. Need more podcasts. Love that you're listening. Thanks, Nicole, for listening. I love it. And then I added this one last minute because I think it's awesome. At Sandy Sadu said, eating contracts for breakfast, laughed out loud. Thanks for your edutainment during today's workout. Thanks for listening, Sandy. And I'm obsessed with this edutainment word now. It's awesome. So those are the shout outs. Like I said, if you want a shout out in a future episode, you have to get over to iTunes and leave me a rating and a review so that I can give you a shout out. Thanks to everybody who's done ratings and reviews already. Thanks for all of you who have left ratings that I can't shout out your actual name. Consider this your shout out. I am so, so, so excited that you guys are responding to the podcast and enjoying it because really that's what this is all about. So I want to dive in and talk about something. And what we're going to talk about today is strategy. And, you know, people ask me a lot how I come up with my content, how I get my emails out every week, how I get this podcast show out twice a week. Before this, it was my weekly blog post. How do I get all of that stuff? How is it that my social media is always going? There's always content there. And in reality, it's because I have a plan. It's the same way I've doubled my income every year I've been in business. I've had a plan. So that's what we're going to talk about today is exactly how I do that. I actually have a paper calendar. I know it's old school, that I actually write in everything I have going on that year. So I already know right now, today in December, what I'm going to launch and when I'm going to launch it next year. For example, I have a couple of new products coming out next year. I have a new offering coming out this week, and I knew that. So it's on my calendar. So when I go to put my content out in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be related to that offering. Much like this is going to be related to that offering. Because when you have an outline of what you're doing throughout the year, it makes it so much easier to figure out what's going on. So I actually will go through, and this is actually on my to-do list for this week. I haven't done it yet. And I will map out my editorial calendar for next year. I will actually go in and create the topics for each episode for the whole year. Now, because every other episode of this show is an interview, I won't schedule those interviews. I will just put on the calendar that I have interviews. I schedule out, so it's December now, and I have interviews scheduled for episodes through February. So they may not be recorded yet. A lot of them are because I'm taking so much of December off, but generally I go for a month leeway, recording wise. So in January, I'll be recording February episodes. In February, I'll be recording March episodes. However, those episodes that are just you and me, I have questions that you guys have already sent me, so they're already on the editorial calendar. And then I also have stuff that, like today, this isn't a question anyone sent me. This is just something that I know is a common question that I get around what I do, and it also relates to what's going on in my business. So I'm bringing it to you. So that kind of stuff. For example, I'm also beta testing a product right now, and it will launch in March of next year officially. So it, I'm filling the beta spots now. I'll actually beta test it in January, and then it'll go live in March. So in March, content around that product is what I'll be talking about. For example, you guys know I have the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing. When that launched, I did a lot of content around Facebook. I talked about Facebook ads here. I talked about them on a lot of podcasts that I was interviewed on. I still talk about them a lot because it's just something I get asked a lot about. But that was very purposeful because that's what I was promoting. So I will go through my editorial calendar and I'll write out around where I have launches that this is what I want to talk about in the podcast. Because I really, when you're launching something, especially an info product, when you're an expert, you want to really be showcasing that expertise when you're asking people to buy something. So if I'm asking somebody to trust me to give them really solid Facebook information like I do with the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing, and I truly provide them, it's easier for them to sort of hit that buy now button because they've heard my content. If I don't know if you guys have read Gary Vaynerchuk's book yet, Jab, 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 Right Hook. In 2 weeks, I'll have an episode coming up where I'm actually talking about the book, and I'll have some, I'll be chatting a bit about the book signing I'm going to on Thursday. Actually, I think that's next week's episode. I think I'll probably post that episode next week. Sorry, whole other rant here. But it's the jab, jab, jab is give, give, give. And the right hook is ask for the sale. So I give, give, give information around that time that I'm going to be promoting. That way, when I do that right hook and I ask for that sale and I make the ask, it's easy for you to go, oh yeah, totally. Because you've had all that give, 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 and you've gotten all that solid information from that jab, jab, jab. Which is just fun to say. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is building that strategy for yourself. So what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and mark some time on the calendar to really right now execute what we're going to talk about. Because the first thing we're going to do is we're going to just set the time aside to do this. And I think this is probably the biggest hurdle people run into, is they don't take that time. They don't close it down and say, this is what we're doing today. This is what we have going on. We're gonna make a plan. Because for some reason, people think that planning is an action, but it is. Because so many people are just sort of throwing stuff at the internet and hoping like they're big successes. And that's not how it works at all. And I'm sorry if you're a coach listening to this and somebody told you, just, you know, put up a website, get a Facebook page, and you'll be big, you'll be Marie Forleo or Gary Vaynerchuk or whatever. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works at all. They have plans, they execute, and they have, they take time to strategize for their business. So mark that time. I will be doing a lot of this in December when I cut back on my client work, because it's an easy time for me to do it. It's a slower time for me to do it. I also do this on a weekly basis. I have every Friday that I do business development. So every Friday I check in with my business and I see where I'm at with my goals and my plan and my strategies, and I see what is next for me to execute. So I would suggest doing it regularly, not just once a year. Next up, time's here. We're going to do it. It's your business development day. Get out your calendar, get out a notepad, and write down exactly what it is you want to launch in the next year. So maybe that's a group program. Maybe that's a new one-on-one offering. Maybe that's a simple downloadable product. Maybe that's a new opt-in, just your new free opt-in for your website. Figure out what it is that you want to put out in the next 12 months and map it out. Once you have what you want to do, look at your calendar and fit it in. Now, I am a big believer that there should be breaks in your promoting. So I plan on launching 2 or 3 things next year, but I'm doing that over the course of 12 months. So there'll be, like 2 months of promotion, and then I'll take a month where I'm just jab, jab, jab. It's just going to be me sort of, you know, like, for example, if I were to launch a group program, I would not be in promote mode while I'm actually doing that group program, because I'm going to be so busy with the program that that's going to be my focus. Obviously, my regular marketing stuff doesn't fall off the hinges, but I'm not doing anything above and beyond. I'm not doing a lot of guest posting, for example. So look at your calendar and figure out when those times are going to be that you are going to be in a higher marketing mode. So you're launching a product, or maybe you have something that's kind of seasonal. Maybe what you do is, and this, what comes to mind is like a fitness coach or a health coach, or personal trainer. They are particularly busy in January because of New Year's resolutions. They are particularly busy in late spring because everybody's getting swimsuit ready for summer. So those would be times to look at where you want to ramp up your marketing, because maybe you're not launching something brand new, but people are actively looking for you. So you need to get yourself out there a little bit more, like put yourself in front of those people, because this is your busy time. Be ready for it. So maybe if you want to be booked full for your January 1st New Year's launch, you start marketing that in November or December. But that's a whole lot easier to do if you know ahead of time that you're going to be doing it. So put those times on your calendar and figure out what those times are going to look like. The next thing we're going to do is we're actually going to make a big list of blog posts or podcast episodes or web show ideas. And you don't have to put them all on the calendar right now. Just having a list of ideas can be really helpful. And then going in and filling in those dates as it seems appropriate. I actually do calendar a lot my stuff. That doesn't mean, just because it's on the calendar doesn't mean it has to stay there. It's entirely possible that I'll come up to a date and I'll actually move things around because it doesn't feel right now, or it's not, I know something's coming up that I'd rather do. Like if I've got, you know, a Facebook ads post on my calendar and I know that, you know, there's rumors they're going to be changing things, I'll actually push that post back because I want to be able to post that brand new content, not have a post that I write and then it's useless because Facebook made changes. So go ahead and make the big list. You'll be surprised. Think about your most commonly asked questions from people. Think about the things people ask you about during your sessions. Think about frustrations you run into with clients that they don't know certain information. From a business coach perspective, you can even talk about things and you use to run your business. Think about the tools you use and the information that you use to run your business, the resources you use, because sharing those resources can be super valuable content. Go ahead and put them on the calendar. Now, like I said, things are totally movable. I also like to have a sort of an outline of what I want my social media activity to look like. I do not write a year's worth of content right now, but I do make sure that I have on my calendar when I'm going to be writing a few more sales posts, you know, and maybe if especially like for the things I have launching at the beginning of the year, I'm already laying out what my emails and social media will look like, what that calendar schedule is going to look like. Next up, your email marketing. Look at when you're going to maybe have a few extra emails go out. That way you don't end up bumping out. Like if you're launching something, you're going to send out maybe 6 emails in the course of 4 weeks versus your 1 a week. You don't want to do that for like 8 weeks straight. You know what I mean? Or 12 weeks straight. You want to do that back to back. So having that on the calendar and noting for on your calendar, you know, I'm going to have an email go out here, 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 and here. So, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, what, you know what I mean? Whatever the days are week after week. So, you know, you're not loading up those heavy email weeks back to back to back to back. So what you're going to do is you're going to map all of that out. You're going to have it in your calendar. And then, and this is the most important part, guys, you're going to execute. You're going to take that, you're going to hand it to your team, or you're going to start implementing it. You're going to start putting that content together. You're going to put time on your schedule to do all of these things. Like I said, I have that business development day every Friday so that I can do this stuff, so that this stuff gets handled. So those social media updates get written. So those emails get written. So that blog post gets written. So the podcast gets recorded. So I make sure I email so-and-so about an interview. That stuff has to actually be executed. So this is, like I said, how I doubled my income every year I've been in business. And I will double it this year from what I had last year. And I have absolutely no doubt I will double it again next year just based on what I have on deck. So for sure, having a plan and having a strategy is really, really critical. And then executing that plan or strategy is equally critical. So what I want to share now, I'm so kind of nervous, is this really cool thing that I have, and I'm so excited to do it. This is the first time I've ever doing anything like this. What I'm doing is I'm going to be working with one client. One client. I know, it's crazy. And what we're going to do is we're going to do this for you. We're going to have a super VIP package. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a 2-hour Skype call. And on that Skype call, we're going to lay out what you have next year. We're going to talk about who your ideal client is. We're going to talk about what launches you have coming up. We're going to talk about your current catalog of products or services. We're going to talk about who we can outsource these different pieces to after we have them together. We're going to talk about all of that. And then I'm literally going to take all that information and I'm going to do the whole next part for you. I'm going to write out your strategy. I'm going to calendar everything for you. We're figuring out how many emails go out when to ramp up social media. You will have an entire email marketing, social media marketing, content strategy when we're done. You'll have the whole thing mapped up and ready to literally hand to your team and have them execute for you. It is going to be amazing. Beyond that, because we all know things change, I'm super guilty of going to some like amazing mastermind or like amazing conference and being like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. So each quarter, we're going to have a 30-minute call, you and me, and we're going to talk about exactly what it is you have going on right then. So don't worry if that doesn't sound like a lot of time, because you're also going to have 2 weeks of email access to me each quarter. So 4 times during the year, we will have one-on-one calls and emails to check in on the strategy and see what needs to be adjusted, because things do change. Don't feel like building a strategy either in the context of working with me in this package or building your strategy on your own means that nothing changes. Like, everything is flexible. Don't forget that. So we'll have those quarterly check-ins, and that's going to be so much fun. I am just so, so excited. If you guys want to learn more about this, go to thestacyharris.com/VIP. And of course, all of the stuff that I talk about will be covered in the show notes. And I'll actually put a picture of my calendar and my planner if you want. But like I said, everything is going to be over at thestacyharris.com/episode9. If you want to check out that VIP package, like I said, there's only going to be one client that I work with. Because this is the first time I've ever done this, I do this with my clients that I do social media management for, when I've done social media management, which I've actually stepped away from doing. But I do all of this for them, and this costs them literally like $15,000 to $20,000 a year. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be paring down to just building the strategy for you so you can hand it over to somebody else to execute. So instead of spending $15,000 to $20,000 to have me do it for you, you can spend $5,000 to have me build it for you, which is insane. So because this is the first time I'm doing this, I really want to just work with one person and this to be super targeted and specific and valuable for one person. So it's going to be an application process. You have to go to the website, thestacyharris.com/VIP, fill out the application. Applications have to be in before December 6th. And bonus points to those who take action and get that in before December 6th, because that is literally Friday. So get that in to me, and I will email you back and let you know I got the application. And then I'm going to review all of the applications I receive, and I will pick one. Like I said, this is going to be one person, and it's going to be so, so much fun. So go over to the website, check that out. If you don't work with me for that, or you're just building your strategy, be sure to head over to the show notes page and tell me, like I said, thestacyharris.com/episode9. be sure to come over and tell me what your like big strategy tip is and how you really put together the strategy for your business and what you do to make sure that you continue to execute throughout the year. Because it's one thing to be all excited about 2014 in December. It's another thing to be excited about it next July, okay? So, I know I threw a lot at you guys today. So everything's at thestacyharris.com. Check it out. I am so excited for this offering. So be sure to get it over to me. And until next time, guys, thanks for joining me.